Work with this quick demonstration of creating a web link file for your Windows computer or your Mac computer so that you can quickly get to a hyperlink simply by activating the web link file that you may have on, as I said, your Windows PC or your Mac PC. The main reason for doing this demo is that I've got the same question quite a few times on the help desk that I'm part of at Vision Australia in Australia. So I thought I might as well just do this demo so that I can then pass it on to clients of Vision Australia and, of course, to people that listen to my podcast on my IC Podbean website feed. So you'll simply need to use either Notepad on Windows to save it as a plain text file. And if you're using TextEdit on the Mac, you'll need to save it as a plain text file or convert it to a plain text file. So I need to go to my Applications folder with Shift, Command, and A.
Applications, now in Window, Applications, List View, Table.
And I'm going to quickly just type in TEX to jump down to TextEdit.
Ton, TextEdit.app application.
And Command O to open it.
Open, TextEdit, Window, Open, List View, Table.
And I'm going to create a new document with Command N.
New, now in Window, Untitled 3. Edit text.
So the first line is left bracket.
Left bracket.
And of course, that's the key immediately to the right of your P on your QWERTY keyboard. So left bracket and then the word internet with a capital I. So I do capital I.
Cap I. N-T-E-R-N-E-T.
And then the internet. Word shortcut with no space in between internet and shortcut. So capital S.
Cap S.
H-O-R-T.
C-U-T. Internet short. C-U-T. Internet shortcut.
And then right bracket.
Right bracket.
So left bracket, capital I for internet, capital S for shortcut, right bracket, and then new line.
New line.
And then URL in all caps.
Cap U.
U.
Cap, cap R.
Cap L.
U cap L.
URL. And then equals.
Equals. URL equals.
And of course that's to the left of the delete key on the Mac QWERTY keyboard. And then I type in the full web address. So I'm going to type in the one for Audible, for audible.com. So I'm going to do HTTP colon.
HTTP colon. URL equals HTTP.
And slash slash.
Slash slash.
And then www.
Double W
dot
period.
A-U-D-I-B-L-E dot
period. C-O-M. Com.
So if I read it back.
URL equals HTTP colon slash slash www.audible.com.
Okay, and to keep it nice and tidy, I'm just going to do a new line.
New line.
So if I go back a line.
URL equals HTTP colon slash slash www.audible.com.
And then one more.
Internet shortcut.
Okay, that's the file. So I'm now going to convert this to a text file with Shift, Command, T.
Make plain text.
And I'm going to save it with Command, S.
Save in dialog 4, window untitled3.txt, untitled 3 is selected. Save as. Edit text.
So I want to get rid of the whole highlight for the moment, so I'm just going to hit my delete key.
Selection deleted.
And now I'm going to type in audible.url because I have to give it that URL for the web link file extension. So audible.
Cap A-U-D-I-B-L-E period audible.
Period
U-R-L. URL.
Now, I'll just read current line because there's one more thing that I've got to get rid of. So if I read current line, and I'm just doing VOL, Control Option L for that with VoiceOver.
Audible.url.txt.
Okay, I've still got the .txt file extension still sitting there. So I'm just going to hold down my function key and press delete.
Period. T-X-T.
And just one more for good luck. And it's gone. And I want to put it on my desktop. So just to make sure it goes there, I'm going to do Shift, Command, and D. Now when I press Enter, TextEdit is going to say,
you have used the extension .url at the end of the name. The standard extension is .txt. You can choose to use the standard extension instead.
So I press tab.
Cancel button.
I've got cancel button.
Use.url button.
Use.url button, which is what I want to do. And if I press tab one more time.
Use.txt button.
That's use.txt. So shift tab.
Use.url button.
And spacebar on use.url. Okay, so if I check the name of my document in TextEdit.
Window audible.url.
Audible.url. So let me close TextEdit with Command Q.
Finder, Window, Applications, List View, Table.
Okay, let me close the Applications folder with Command W, of course.
Close window, Macintosh HD.
And I can just press A.
Audible.url, website location.
Okay, there's my Audible website location file. And if I do Command O to open it.
Open. Safari, Window, audible.com, web content, 90% loaded, search for a good book.
Okay, and there's the Audible page loaded, ready to go. So I'm just going to close Safari with Command Q.
Quit desktop, audible.url, website location.
And that's how easy it is to create a web link shortcut file that you can either use on your Windows computer or your Mac computer without any problem at all. You simply start up a plain text document with Notepad or TextEdit on the Mac, converting it to a plain text format, and two lines, which are left bracket, capital I, internet, capital S, shortcut, right bracket, new line, and then in all caps, URL equals for universal resource link. And after the equals, you put the full web address in, including any HTTP colon or HTTPS. So for example, I put in audible.com. So I did http://www.audible.com, and then I did a new line just to keep things nice and tidy. You then save it with the file extension .url. And as I showed you in TextEdit, you have to do the function for delete, if you want to do it that way, to get rid of the default .txt extension. And then of course you get that warning about the fact that you're saving it with a .url rather than the default .txt extension. Give it the file name you want to use the URL for to make it meaningful to yourself. Save it to where you want to use it, and then off you go. If you have done it on the Mac like I have, I can simply email it to myself or do it via Dropbox to my Toshiba laptop here on my desk, or vice versa, and it'll work exactly the same. So I'm going to do it a copy.
Copy, audible.url.
Because on my desktop, I have a folder.
Internet URLs, 9 items folder.
Internet URLs, just for the fun of it. So Command A to open it.
Open, now in window, internet URLs, list view.
I'm now going to move and paste that file from the desktop into my internet URLs folder. So it's Option, Command V to move a file, simply then just copying it.
Move item here.
Okay, and it's in there. So if I just do AU.
Audible.url website location.
There's the file ready to go again. Okay, so Command W to close.
Close window, desktop, internet URLs, 10 items folder.
Okay, now I've now got 10 items in the folder. So that completes this demo. I hope you found it instructive and useful. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.